The three theories can be summed up as too late, too little, and too much. Number one, too late. Why did Rauner wait until the last days of session to introduce legislation with his ideas? The turnaround agenda came into this world shortly before noon on February 4th, when Rauner gave his State of the State address. Back then, it was a list of 44 bullet points. Fast forward through February, March, April, and most of May, and Rauner narrowed that to a handful of ideas, like changing the workers' compensation system, restricting lawsuits, and freezing property taxes. Those three proposals were given committee hearings in the Senate, where majority Democrats, like Senator Ira Silverstein of Chicago, wondered what took so long.
It upsets me when I see an issue like this brought before us with 4 days, 4 days or 5 days left to go before a general session. Why now?
Senate Republican leader Christine Redonio says that's a bogus argument.
The fact of the matter is this is an issue that's received a great deal of discussion. There's not a lot of surprise.
I think that's fair.
That last voice saying, I think that's fair, was the Democratic Judiciary Committee chairman, Kwame Raoul. He's conceding the point because Democrats are masters of last-minute lawmaking. Theory number two. Too little. In his quest to end the influence of the special interests, did Rauner exclude too many people from negotiating his turnaround agenda? Typically, interest groups work closely with lawmakers to reach compromises, like pro- and anti-gun activists or mining and environmental groups. Rauner only wanted fellow politicians negotiating his ideas. One of the governor's top aides, Richard Goldberg, lectured senators that this was by design.
I know Governor Rauner is not from Springfield. I'm not from Springfield. A lot of us are not from Springfield. And I have to
say that the culture
in Springfield has to change, that lobbyists, status quo, should be in the room to write your legislation.
The voice interrupting Goldberg was that of Senator Bill Hain, a Democrat from Alton. Like many in Springfield, he sees a legitimate role for lobbyists. The argument goes, legislation has consequences for lots of people, and those people ought to be able to mention those consequences to legislators.
And you chose to ignore the age-old system of having legislators rely upon people to tell them the consequences. That's your choice.
Redonio pointed out that lobbyists could and did make their views known through the legislators who were in the room. And come on, legislators, when they want to, can get things done alone. That big pension overhaul a couple years ago was the product of legislator-only meetings. So theory number two, too little negotiation, isn't the whole story. Theory number three, too much. As in, what is he doing presenting a 44-point businessman's dream agenda to a Democratic legislature? Of course they wouldn't line up behind it. The Democratic brand is looking out for the downtrodden. They're not going to vote to limit compensation for injured workers and accident victims, and undermining labor unions? Why even ask? But don't take my word for it. Senator Toy Hutchinson, a Democrat from Chicago Heights.
Now, there are a lot of negotiations that are happening in this building, but I don't pretend to believe that I'm going to negotiate you into becoming a Democrat any more than I think you can negotiate me into becoming a Republican.
Rauner tried to sail a corporate dream agenda through the rocks of a Democratic legislature. It should be no surprise to anyone that his turnaround ship ran aground. I'm Brian Mackey.